The head of the federal agency that oversees offshore drilling says decisions are coming soon about whether oil companies can drill off Alaska's coast. Michael Bromwich, director of the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, says both the companies and the groups fighting offshore drilling deserve to know what will happen. Bromwich made his comments yesterday on the C-SPAN interview program Newsmakers.
We're going to be making some decisions that will bear on that in the relatively near future. But we know we need to resolve this issue because nobody likes uncertainty. And so we need to provide an answer so people understand which direction they're going to be permitted to go. We understand that, and we'll try to make decisions in a timely way.
Bromwich says the main concern is how to clean up oil spills in the Arctic, where conditions are dramatically different than in the Gulf of Mexico, the site of the BP oil well blowout last April. Bromwich says icy waters pose unique challenges, as does the Arctic's remoteness, far from Coast Guard stations and cleanup infrastructure.
So even though it's not deep water, and the geology is different, and the nature of the drilling would be different, the fundamental questions that we are still grappling with is, have we been given adequate answers on spill response? And if not, what additional steps need to be taken in order to satisfy ourselves that drilling in the Arctic can take place within a tolerable risk? We're still wrestling with those questions right now, but we haven't reached any decisions.
After the BP blowout, the Interior Department put on hold Shell Oil Company's exploratory wells in the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas. Bromwich has met with Alaska Native and environmental groups concerned about the effects of offshore drilling and with the companies who want to operate there. The BOEM will conduct a public hearing on environmental concerns from a 2008 lease sale in Alaska's Chukchi Sea at 7 tomorrow evening in Anchorage. The former Minerals Management Service in February 2008 conducted a lease sale in the Chukchi off Alaska's northwest coast, receiving high bids totaling $2.7 billion and issuing 487 leases. Environmental and Alaska Native groups sued, and in July, a federal court judge said environmental information was lacking. The BOEM will collect testimony on the effect of natural gas development, on whether missing information was essential, and whether the cost of obtaining the missing information is exorbitant. In the meantime, Shell launched a new ad campaign in major East Coast publications today, touting job creation and their spill response plans in the push for Arctic drilling.